We've seen hardships and overcome. Risen from pitch dark nights, nights raging like never-ending wars that left the hope in our hearts. Battered and torn, broken and bruised, left unattended to.
This is Mutra African Radio. My name is Marat Nahimena, and I'm here at the Delmore Buddy Day Learning Institute. And I'm here joined with Damini. Would you like to introduce yourself?
So, hi, my name is Damini Oyega. I am 18 years old. I'm in university. I'm actually going to the University of King's College, and then I'm studying journalism in the FIT program. And I love to do poetry, a lot of creative work. I'm very interested in writing, singing, all the creative endeavors, and I'm really happy to be on today.
So today, the topics are Reflection to Action, the Ubuntu-Centered Perspective and Education. In your journey and in your education, how do you feel as an African yourself? How has our history been represented in education?
Yeah, I think oftentimes our history is often underrepresented in the education system. I definitely noticed the disparities when I was in elementary school. Like, we didn't learn about any of that at all. Like, it wasn't even like a thing. Maybe every once in a while during like February African Heritage Month, they'd be like, okay, let's do like a drumming situation where everyone comes in and they learn how to drum. But after that, the conversation stops right there. And then we're kind of forgotten. But then in middle school, there was a bit of a difference because we had a Black Student Association. So because of that, we had the power to kind of put into motion or put into play the things that we cared about or the things that we wanted people to learn about. So we had the opportunity to do like potlucks or like get together as Black students and discuss. But then in high school, we had the opportunity to take ACS, which I really appreciated, where we learned about Black culture, Black history, and African Nova Scotian history, to be specific as well, and also about like Mansa Musa and the Greats of Africa. But one thing that did make me a bit sad to see is that it's an optional course. I think it's important for, and Mi'kmaq studies and ACS to be mandated that you take it in each semester in grade 11, because I think it's important that people take it, because some people have the opportunity to take normal history. And even saying that, like, what is normal history? All of it should be our history. It should be something that everyone should learn. So I think that we should take either the history classes that are just known as just the normal classes, that we should try to infuse African history and Mi'kmaq history as well.
And how did you, amidst all that, find your own voice leading you to take part in big events?
When I was 10, all of this started. So I attended the MSVU Girls Conference. And at that conference, my mom had actually recommended a poem to me called Black Girl Fly by Funmila Fagbemila. And so when she recommended it to me, I was like, okay, sure, yeah. And then I started practicing it. And then I went to the conference and I asked Elle Jones, who was running a poetry workshop at the event, if I could share it on the stage. And she said yes. And so that was my first performance ever. And that performance actually helped me to find my voice and to find the things that I cared about and the ways that I could communicate it to others.
And you mentioned Elle Jones. What sort of role has she been to you?
Yeah, she's actually my mentor, so she's played a big role in my life. Like, I think some of my first opportunities to perform were like either for her, for her events, or generally being invited because she recommended me and things like that. And from her help and for her advocacy for me, I was able to grow from that.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned community as well. Yesterday, there were talks about the principles of Ubuntu and working as a collective. How do you see those principles being applied to your life?
Yeah, so due to school, because I am in school, I was in school yesterday, so I wasn't here for the full program. But today, I'm here actually reporting and trying to gather information and quotes for DBDLI as a King student. But there's been many amazing conversations and topics. And one of the main themes is about education and the education of children and Black youth and uplifting them. A quote that I wrote down by Krishinda McBride, she said that the youth need to see themselves in the curriculum in order to like become students that can work within the community or to be able to advocate for other students. They have to see themselves in the curriculum first.
And how did you feel about the Mandela panel that was mentioned earlier today?
I was really honored, and I felt really honored to be able to be here and to be able to listen to the points they made. I also feel like I was like one of the only youths here, and I feel like there should have been more youth at this event to be able to hear those amazing pieces of wisdom.
Mm-hmm. And there were also talks about the Bantu education, mm-hmm. and how do you see that Bantu education system compared to the one here in Nova Scotia?
Yeah, I think that education system definitely helped to encourage youth to learn and also have their culture infused into their learning. I think here in Nova Scotia, we don't really have that, but I think we're growing towards it with the addition of like ACS or African Heritage English 12, where we get to learn about our people and about our stories. But I think we definitely have a lot more work to do.
Mm-hmm. And could you share with us some of your experiences as a public speaker?
Yeah, being a public speaker is as a result of like my performances and things like that, and being a poet. And it's an enjoyable experience. I think it's also something that is used to communicate things that are important to talk about. For example, like social justice issues or issues such as this in terms of not having our curriculum or culture in schools. So I think it's a platform as well to be able to share those things and to educate people.
So you mentioned words like communication. I'd like it to conclude by asking, why do you think it's important to have a Black radio in Canada?
I think it's important to have a Black radio in Canada because it'll give Black people a place to be able to listen to their stories and hear their stories. And also another aspect that's really important, having your story told by somebody who looks like you too, is a really big part. And that's really great because it can help you to feel seen. And sometimes often in media, we're not the ones telling our stories. So it's so important to have somebody that can tell your story that looks like you and understands the perspective.
Thank you, Damini, for being on Mucha Radio.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Pushing truth to the surface. Our histories, our stories and experiences that couldn't be erased. Some made the voyage, arriving from the motherland on oceans of anticipation and dreams, holding education and hope as keys to unlock doors of opportunity in this society.